Literature Review Day 2.
Today, I read the relevant portions of this paper, Massless Scalars and Higher Spin BMS in Any Dimension by Xavier Beckert and Blaise Abloch. So I didn't read the entirety of this paper, I just read section 3, but that was the part that was interesting for me, because there they talk about an intrinsic realization of Carolean geometry. In the last literature review, I mentioned that this is something that is interesting to me, and I found a good paper that explains the concepts pretty well. Importantly, this paper made the connection, no pun intended, of the Arismond connection and locally adapted coordinates. I had seen other papers talking about locally adapted coordinates and how we can write the Arismond connection, but I had never seen an intrinsic definition of the Arismond connection and how it relates to the locally adapted coordinates. There are two key things that this paper helped me understand. The first is that the Arismond connection is an invariant one-form. What that means is that if you Lie-drag your Arismond connection one-form along your fundamental vector field, you get zero. I didn't know that that had to be the case before, and I think that that technically makes it a principal connection rather than an Arismond connection, but this is physics literature. And because the Arismond connection has to be an invariant one-form, we can write it in locally adapted coordinates in a particular way. Namely, we can write this. We can decompose it in locally adapted coordinates, u being our time-like direction and x being our space-like direction, and then this notion of a sub little a actually makes sense. There are other papers that use this sort of notation for the Arismond connection, but they don't explain why we can write the Arismond connection this way, and now I think I finally understand that. So now I'm going to take what I learned and go write it up somewhere so that I have some notes for myself. See you next time!